Inside Radio Row, getting you set for Super Bowl 57, and now joining us, we talked to this guy last year, and this is why our show is different. We tell you the stories that are going to be the stories for this upcoming football season, and KJ Osborne was just one of those fantastic stories in the NFL. And I remember last year we were talking and we had a wonderful conversation. Now you come around here and so many people want to talk to KJ Osborne of the Minnesota Vikings. How you been?
Oh, man, I've been well, man. I've been blessed. I can't complain. You know, it's good to be back out here. Again, you know, time is flying. You know, look how much things that have happened in that year. You know, but I'm glad to be out here, you know, seeing some of the other guys, you know, in this offseason. So, you know, it's been cool.
We talked about it last year. It's all about improving each and every year. Mm-hmm. What do you think you showed people this season?
Oh, man, that I can be consistent. You know, whether, you know, I get a target a game or 10 targets a game, you know, I'm going to make the most of my opportunities and, you know, whatever, the you know, our coaching staff, you know, asks me to do, you know, that I can handle it. You know, whether it, you know, be a catch in the fourth quarter or a game winning catch, you know, as time expires. But I can be a consistent player, but also, you know, still hungry, you know, definitely not the player that I want to be yet. And, you know, if I think I do that for myself, you know, it'll be enough for everyone else.
If everything goes right for KJ Osborne in this continue climb, what kind of player will you turn out to be?
Oh, man, you know, explosive, you know, a Pro Bowl player. I mean, who knows, you know, an all-pro player. You know, I don't want to put any limit on myself. But, you know, I want to be, you know, an all-around receiver that can, you know, stretch the field, that can be consistent, you know, on third down or clutch situations, that can block, you know, be a chess piece, be a leader, you know, off the field, you know, helping, you know, bringing guys along and a spark plug for my team, and you know, a great person. You know, that's the kind of career I would, you know, hope to carve out, you know, to continue to be a good son and a brother to my family, you know, and as well as, you know, all my goals on the field.
What did you learn from Kevin O'Connell this year? Because Mike Zimmer did a really good job in Minnesota, but it was time for a change, and it seemed like this group was really able to move the way that you guys were heading to this year because of a change in the head coaching spot.
Oh, man, I think immediately was the relationships and the genuine relationships, you know, that we have, you know, in the building with KO and the whole new staff, the training staff, and, you know, all the assistant coaches, you know, I know that it is business, but, you know, it's okay to you know, let us be family and, you know, to have fun and to smile and laugh and, you know, to you know, there's a time to work and a time to, you know, to enjoy being around each other. But, you know, and it's time to, you know, when it's time to go, it's time to go. That was one of the biggest things. You know, he'll take care of our legs in practice and, you know, and with the schedule and things like that. But, you know, when it's time to strap it up, it's time to strap it up. And KO is the ultimate competitor. You know, anytime, you know, we ever lose or ever lost, you know, you could hear it in his voice, you know, his determination that, you know, nobody's going to work harder than him. You know, so that situation didn't happen anymore. You know, he's an excellent leader in his first year as a head coach. I thought he did a great job. So, you know, I'm excited that he's leading us. And, you know, I'm excited for you know, year two of KO.
On a scale from Mike Gesicki to Justin Jefferson, yeah, when it comes to the gritty and Gesicki actually being all the way on the bottom,
right,
Justin Jefferson being at the top,
right.
Where's your gritty at?
I feel like I can't say that I'm right up there with Jess because he's the creator, but whatever level is under him, I feel like I'm right there. You know, I don't really gritty that much. I try to, you know, let him do his thing, and, you know, but you know, I've definitely, you know, pulled it out before. You know, I'll do it with the team celebration, but I kind of let, you know, Jets, you know, do his thing. But, you know, my gritty is definitely good. I'm definitely tutorial.
I think you may be better than Justin Jefferson
no.
at the gritty is what you're saying.
No,
I can see the headline
now.
KJ Osborne says Justin Jefferson sucks at the gritty and he's
never,
better.
Never. How could you ever beat the creator? You know, that could never happen. So I could never say that.
Inside that locker room, how tight of a group are you guys actually? Because it's just natural in this business. All right, you have Jefferson, you got Thielen, you add Hockenson, you got Cook. Alexander Mattison is a very underrated player. You have you, KJ Osborne. Is there at all a little jealousy, at all selfishness in that locker room just because you're trying to get to where you want to go and sometimes you don't get all those touches?
Right. So, I mean, at the end of the day, we're a family. And we're very unselfish and we're winning. You know, in other locker rooms, you know, I don't know how they operate. You know, it could be different because they may be losing. But we're winning. So, you know, it doesn't, you know, for us in the locker room, rather, you know, who gets the touches. And you know, we see the way our offense is designed. you know, the way that defenses play us, you know, things can change. You know, like, you know, there's a game I can have one target. There's a game I had 16 targets.
Yeah.
You know, based on how they play JJ, based on how they play TJ, you know, if our run game is popping. But that's the benefit for us, you know, having all those weapons. But we're definitely, you know, very unselfish. And as long as we're winning, you know, it was never any problems, you know, never any tension or anything like that. And that's why I love playing with these guys.
Kirk Cousins.
Right.
Always polarizing, always some of that ends up being debated. Where do you stand on your quarterback in Kirk Cousins?
Oh, 100%, 10 toes down, man. No, that's our guy. You know, I say it every time.
Are you just saying that because
100%.
He's your quarterback?
No. I mean, if you look at the numbers, you know, Kirk is always, his numbers are always right up there with, you know, with everyone. You know, whatever, you know, people try to come up and, you know, say about him, or the nitpicking, or, you know, what time he plays, or, you know, whatever. You know, all he does is come out there, you know, and continue to be consistent, you know, lead us in with the most, you know, comeback drives. And, you know, I don't know if it was NFL history or tied with it or something like that. You know, and he's, you know, led us in these drives. He's led us in these games, you know, and being able to be a great player for us, consistent leader, and somebody that the team can rely on, you know. And it was in his first season as well with a new coach and a new offense, and his dedication and leadership, you know, having us meet up in the off season, coming in early to watch extra film, you know, being on cue. You know, I always say Kirk's preparation, you know, inspires me. I see his truck there, you know, so early, you know, every single day. If I have a late time in the facility, I'm walking out, you know, his truck is still there. He's always writing notes, and it inspires me, you know, in my preparation. So, you know, how could I not, you know, ride with a guy like that who pours his all into the game?
So you guys make the playoffs. I know, unfortunate end to the season, the wild card round. How do you look back at what happened up against the Giants?
Oh, man, I mean, they definitely made more plays than us, you know, at the end of the day. You know, they had a good plan for us. You know, they had a good D-line and things like that. Their offense was able to have a lot of success. And, you know, they beat us that day. You know, I don't think the better team won. I think the better team, you know, won that day. You know, they played better than us in that 60 minutes.
The two things to me that stand out about that game is you had the false start on Darisaw, and then the next drive, the Giants on fourth and short were able to convert it. Mm-hmm. And just unfortunately, the defense did not play well. That defense I thought was solid early on, but throughout the season, the defense started to slide in the wrong direction.
Yeah, it was a lot of, you know, chatter about our defense, you know, but as a team, you know, we have each other's back. You know, in any situation that the defense could, you know, be in, that, you know, we possibly could have put them in a tough situation and field position or things that we could have done different. And, you know, they have our backs. You know, if we have a low scoring game, you know, they're stopping guys, you know, time and time again. And if we got to have a shootout, you know we got our backs. But I think that's the family and the brotherhood. And we talk about our way, our process, our team, and our building, that, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, if the defense, you know, gives up a lot of points, then we got to score one more than them, you know, because they're going to have our backs if, you know, we can only get a field goal. And, you know, it's a 6-3 game. So, you know, we kind of let all that stuff, you know, happen outside the building. And, you know, we try to come out and play our best, control what we can control. And, you know, we'll trust the people to, you know, in charge of that to do that.
I saw you guys brought in Brian Flores to be the defensive coordinator. Do you guys feel like with what you just did last year that you guys are close? Because you're walking around. It's great that you're here on behalf of Sleep Number. Mm-hmm. But I know you want to be playing Super Bowl Sunday.
Of course. I definitely would like to be playing Super Bowl Sunday. That was our goal, you know, in our building, you know, right outside of, you know, winning the division.
Which I give you credit for. You joined me before the start of the season, and I'll tell you when I'm wrong. I said, I think the Packers are going to win the division. You go, get your popcorn ready. You had the popcorn ready. You had your fingers in popcorn butter all over them. You were right. I was wrong on that one.
Yeah, man.
I even wore purple for you today.
No, we're excited, man. We're excited, you know, bringing Flores in. You know, the brief things that, you know, that I've read about him, I think that's something that, you know, our defense is going to capitalize on and, you know, be able to thrive. You know, in his defense. So, you know, I'm excited for it. You know, I'm excited to compete against them and see what the rest of the world, you know, wants to see. And hopefully, you know, next year, you know, we won't be having this conversation, or maybe it's after the Super Bowl or something like that.
Well, so you better not forget about me. You're in the Super Bowl next year. You're doing one interview with the radio show, which is me.
locked in.
Before we let KJ Osborne run, this game this weekend, what do you think it comes down to?
Oh, man. This game is hard to say, man. They match up so well, but I think it's going to come down to really up front. I mean, the Eagles' D-line is monsters. But if you see the way that you know, Chris Jones wrecked the game last week, you know, Mahomes, you have to see if, you know, if he's all the way healthy, which he, you know, looked pretty fine, you know, last week, and see if that kind of –
I really thought 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. you said it. Chris Jones was the story of the AFC title game and the mm-hmm. NFC title game. It was Hassan Reddick.
Right. So, I mean, yes, Hassan Reddick came out blazing, you know, from strip sacks, and, you know, they're knocking quarterbacks out the game, and, you know, they were causing havoc back there. But I think that's what it's going to come down to up front. You know, I think the guys, you know, on both sides, they match really well, you know, with secondaries and receivers and, you know, quarterbacks, you know, who makes the most plays and things like that. But I think that's what it's going to come down to.
Do you hope Rodgers stays with Green Bay, or do you just want him out of the division?
Oh, man, ideally, obviously, I would rather him out the division, but, you know, I don't really care. It doesn't really matter to me at all. But if anything, you know, if he can get out of Green Bay, you know, that would we would love that.
It seems like the NFC North is changing. You guys win the division. Mm-hmm. Fields had a good season. Mm-hmm. The Lions, what a story mm-hmm. they've been.
Right.
This NFC North continues to get better. It's not just you guys, it's the rest of the division.
Right. And
outside of Green Bay, they were bad.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's healthy. You know, it's healthy for our division. It's going to allow us to compete. You know, it's going to be some big time games. You know, and these, you know, to see the Lions the last 2 years and the momentum they had, you know, under that coach. You know, so you see us, you know, trying to change the direction and, you know, the future of the NFC that, you know, we want to run the North, you know, the Vikings, you know, see Justin Fields and, you know, the things that he was able to do. And, you know, they're trying to bring in Claypool and other guys to, you know, help that, organization. So, you know, I think it's definitely going to be fun, you know, in the future.
I love me some Sleep Number. Tell me about what you're doing with them today.
Oh, man, so I partnered with Sleep Number. They're also a partner of the Minnesota Vikings, and I am a huge, you know, Sleep Number, you know, advocate, a huge sleep advocate. You know, I'm not just saying that because, you know, I'm you know, speaking on the behalf of Sleep Number. You know, if you can ask any of my friends or family, and I have a strict bedtime. You know, I'm a guy that, you know, I can't stay up all night. You know, if my sleep is affected, you know, it's going to affect my performance.
You're not playing video games late at night,
no,
like Kyler Murray.
No, man, I can't. I can't. You know, because when I'm going to be wondering in practice why I'm sore. You know why this is off. I can feel it. You know, I know my body really well. You know, it's something that, you know, I look at the app every morning and I wake up and see how long it took me to go to sleep and, you know, my RPMs and all types of, you know, all the cool details that they have. So, you know, it's been huge. You know, I'm a huge advocate of, and I think it's, you know, very important.
Well, great to see you. Keep on kicking ass, and we'll always be rooting for you. Thanks so much for doing this.
Of course, man. Hopefully we do it again next year at Super Bowl. You booked.
100%. All right. We're going to hold you to that.
All right.
I'll be a cockroach, like a pain in the ass on that one. We have the audio. You'll be on Old Takes for Freezing
right.
Cold Takes, whatever they call it, if you don't join us.
All right. Appreciate it, man.
Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.